Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Government to move privilege notice against Rahul Gandhi for making baseless statements in Lok Sabha, says Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju. Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 introduced in Lok Sabha to replace Trade Unions Act and Industrial Disputes Act. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets Rolls-Royce CEO Tufan Ergin-Belgic, says India welcomes their enthusiasm of scaling up activities. CBSE to implement on-screen marking for evaluation of Class 12 answer books from this year. Polling underway for parliamentary election and simultaneous referendum in Bangladesh amid tight security. And an ICC Men's T20 World Cup. India to take on Namibia in Delhi this evening. And now the news in detail. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government will move a privilege notice against Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi for making baseless statements and misleading the Lok Sabha during the budget discussion. Talking to newspersons yesterday, Mr. Rijiju said Rahul Gandhi also made useless and false allegations against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Rijiju noted on what basis Mr. Gandhi made a serious allegation without giving any notice. He further stated that there are very clear-cut rules of procedure and conduct of business in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to substantiate the allegations.
We are going to file a privilege notice against Rahul Gandhi for misleading the House and also making baseless statement. There is a very clear-cut rules of procedure and conduct of business in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. When a member intends to make serious charges of allegation against another member, then you have to make a notice and also substantiate the allegation.
Earlier, participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said there is nothing concrete in the Union Budget.
The budget recognizes that we are going into a dangerous time, intensifying geopolitical conflict. Energy and finance are being weaponized all across the world. Dollar is being weaponized. Dollar is weakening in value. Gold, silver prices are going up. Everybody can see this. There is nothing in the budget about energy and finance weaponization, the intensifying geopolitical conflicts and what we are going to do about it. The budget just reads like any of their budgets.
Seeking to avoid any future unwarranted complication over continuity of certain laws replaced by the Industrial Relations Code of 2020, an amendment bill was introduced in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 was introduced by Union Minister of Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandviya, in the House during 0 hour. According to the statement of objects and reasons of the bill, the Industrial Relations Code 2020 replaces the Trade Unions Act 1926, the Industrial Employment Standing Orders Act 1946 and the Industrial Disputes Act 1947 relating to trade unions, industrial employment and industrial disputes. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stressed that government is giving a major push to build robust infrastructure in the country with emphasis on labour-intensive sectors and MSMEs to generate employment opportunities and facilitate growth. The minister was replying to a discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha last evening.
We are continuing our push in building infrastructure. Now, it's not just roads, it's not just national highways, it's also looking at waterways so that the cost of logistics in this country can come down. And states which are very much in the hinterland, not connected to any seaport, will have the advantage of moving goods faster at a lesser cost.
The Rajya Sabha will resume discussions on the Union Budget 2026-27 today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to reply to the general debate on Union Budget. Yesterday in the Lok Sabha, she highlighted the robustness of the economy and government's vision for the coming years to accelerate growth. The report of the Standing Committee of Finance on Roadmap for Indian Economic Growth in Light of Global Economic and Geopolitical Circumstances will be presented by MP Brithahar Mehtab in the lower house of parliament. The first phase of the budget session commenced on 28th of January and will continue till tomorrow. After the recess, the second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd April of this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met the Chief Executive Officer, CEO of Rolls-Royce, Tufan Ergin-Bilgic. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India welcomes Rolls-Royce's enthusiasm towards scaling up its activities in India and partnering with the innovative and dynamic youth of the nation. The textile industry has hailed the interim trade agreement achieved between India and the United States. Director of Alok Industries Limited and President of Reliance Industries Limited, Anil Rajvanshi, said the agreement will increase business between India and the United States. He added that the deal will benefit over 4.5 crore people in the textile sector. Mr. Rajvanshi said the framework will also generate employment and boost productivity in the industry.
This agreement will pave way for India's exports, especially where the larger employment sectors are involved, like textile. We have a scope of about $10 to $15 billion worth of exports increasing in textiles alone. Then the footwear, handicrafts, gem and jewelry, chemicals. So there are many these things. Then secondly, pharmaceutical, where the tariff is become zero. Similarly, some certain electronic parts, certain automobiles. So I think from the point of view of textiles, this will be a boom for textile industry for increasing the exports to America.
The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, will implement on-screen marking, OSM, for evaluation of Class 12 answer books from this year. However, evaluation of Class 10 answer books will continue in physical mode as before. CBSE Examination Controller Sayam Bhardwaj said that the board has decided to introduce on-screen marking OSM for the evaluation of Class 12 answer books beginning with the 2026 examination in its continuous effort to enhance efficiency and transparency. The board has also announced second board examinations in Class 10 from this year. The subsequent examination will be optional for those students who seek to enhance their performance. The board informed that it will organize a live webcast to explain the guidelines for the conduct of examinations and on-screen marking tomorrow at 11 a.m. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. Polling is underway for the 13th national parliamentary election and simultaneous referendum in Bangladesh amid tight security. Voting is taking place from 7:30 a.m. and it will continue till 4:30 p.m. without a break at 42,779 centres across 299 constituencies. Voting in Sherpur 3 has been postponed following the death of a candidate. Alongside electing a new government, voters are deciding on proposed constitutional and institutional reforms under the July Charter, though critics say combining multiple reforms into a single yes or no question limits voter choice. We have more details on this from our correspondent.
According to the Election Commission, over 12.77 crore voters are eligible to cast their ballots. Along with the choosing a new government, voters are also deciding on key constitutional and institutional reforms under the proposed July Charter. Critics, however, argue that placing multiple reforms under a single yes or no question limits voters' choice. Security has been tightened across the country with nearly 9.58 lakh law enforcement personnel backed by the army deployed nationwide. CCTV cameras are operational at over 90% of polling centers. The eve of the polls witnessed reports of violence and allegations of irregularities, including crude bomb explosion in Gopalganj and clashes in Narayanganj over alleged ballot manipulations, claims that have been denied by the accused party. Several detentions were also reported over cash possessions and other anomalies. The election, coming 18 months after a mass uprising that led to a change in government, is being seen as a crucial test for Bangladesh's democratic future. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met US President Donald Trump at the White House. The meeting lasted about 3 hours and was held entirely behind closed doors. Netanyahu did not comment afterwards. However, President Trump later called the meeting very good in a post on Truth Social, but said no definitive outcome was reached. He said he insisted that negotiations with Iran continue as the US pushes for a nuclear deal with Tehran. The US president added that a deal would be preferred, but if Iran refuses, they will just have to see what the outcome will be. He also warned that Iran was hit by US strikes the last time it rejected a deal and said he hoped Tehran would be more responsible and reasonable this time. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, hosts India to take on Namibia in a Group A clash at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Earlier, West Indies defeated England by 30 runs in a Group C match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, the West Indies posted 196 for 6 in their 20 overs with the help of Sherfin Rutherford's 76 not out. In reply, England were bowled out for 166 in 19 overs. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh today. The Met Department predicted a wet spell with isolated rainfall and snowfall over Arunachal Pradesh today. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad tomorrow. According to IMD, there will be a gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Konkan, Goa and coastal Karnataka during next 48 hours. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Sarabjit. The Indian Express opens with row in Lok Sabha after remarks by Leader of Opposition. Rahul slams government over US deal. Congress sold out at WTO, says Finance Minister. With the White House amending fact sheet on trade deal in 24 hours, the Times of India leads with US removes pulses, gives breather of $500 billion clause. Reiterating the historic role of the national song in the struggle for freedom, government issues protocol for singing Vande Mataram, says the Asian Age. On the election in the neighbouring country, the Pioneer writes, between fear and the ballot, minorities in Bangladesh hold their breath. The Hindustan Times, in its editorial titled Back to Electoral Democracy in Dhaka, says that Bangladesh is at the crossroads. The outcome of the Thursday's election will decide not just who gains office in Dhaka, but also influence the diplomatic balance in the subcontinent, since street mobilizations ousted the Awami League government and paved the way for a caretaker administration in August 2024. Bangladesh has drifted into a phase characterized by political uncertainty and mob violence, especially against minorities. The newspaper goes on to add, the incoming government in Dhaka will have to negotiate this messy state of affairs and guide politics back to the middle ground and in step with the reality of its neighborhood. The U.S. is also keen to make its presence felt in Dhaka. The two countries have agreed on a trade deal. And finally, the installations of special rumble strips. India gets first musical path. Mumbai's coastal road plays Jai Ho for motorists, states the Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government to move privilege notice against Rahul Gandhi for making baseless statements in Lok Sabha, says Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju. Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 introduced in Lok Sabha to replace Trade Unions Act and Industrial Disputes Act. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets Rolls-Royce CEO Tufan Erginbilgic, says India welcomes their enthusiasm of scaling up activities. CBSE to implement on-screen marking for evaluation of Class 12 answer books from this year. Polling underway for parliamentary election and simultaneous referendum in Bangladesh. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India to take on Namibia in Delhi this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.